Wow, definitely an epic.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I was sure I was going to remember that one lyric, but I don't. It is.
Find me a horse, a real big horse, because a horse is a horse. Of course, of course.
Very nice.
This is definitely more in that temper of revenge.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was written for the album that Temper of Revenge was originally on. They had gotten this idea that they wanted to do an album for music for strong women. And I wrote Temper of Revenge for that album. Interestingly, I also wrote The Miracle Worker, but they didn't like that. Because I thought, well, strong women should mean something other than just pissed off women. But they disagreed with me. And so most of the songs, it ended up...
the album was about.
And apparently the album was about thinking men suck. Because an awful lot of those songs ended up being kind of an angry, anti-male album, which was not at all what I had wanted. But
she says that now.
I say that now. Yeah. Because I'm outnumbered in the room. No, seriously. And Leslie, they said, oh, Leslie, write some songs for the album. So actually, that was written for the same album that we already knew we were going to put Horse Tamer's, Temper of Revenge on.
And
I think the horse theme was coincidental.
You'll have noticed that we doubled the wizard lines. And I originally had the same guy that had played General Graf do those. And then that was rejected. And I tried it. That one. That's me on there. But neither Julia
I don't
nor
remember,
Eli.
Yeah, but I don't remember hearing the other guys.
Also, Eli
I only
has,
remember you.
So Eli has passed judgment on this as well?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. he has reactions as well.
I passed judgment.
Now I guess there'll be no... I mean, we thought about could we find some guy to sing the part of the wizard.
Yeah, because I don't like the doubling with a spoken voice. If we could find a guy to sing I'd be willing to consider it, but... Short of that, just...
So we think now it's just going to be her singing. Yeah. There won't be...
We didn't get an old lady to do Grandma, so...
No. And the wizard's got a...
It doesn't feel that long, because you do a lot of different things.
Well, and because it is a story, and it's not like... I mean, I think because it's a story, you're listening to the story, and you're not going, how many verses was this?
And we did...
There is some clever lyric in there. I wish I could remember what that lyric was that I really liked. It was about the
tower. Oh, that's what you were talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Mid the stones of the tower's bones.
Mm.
But Leslie's a really great songwriter. I mean, and that's part of what makes her so... you know, wonderful and lasting, you know, as a songwriter.
So legendary.
Yeah. But really, she has a great way with words. She has a great way with lyrics. The fact that she sits down and writes a song like this, and as near as I can tell, not a whole lot of editing. You know, she had her, like, yellow legal pad in front of her or whatever when we came in. And other than having to, like, turn pages and pages and pages when she was singing it back to us. But, you know, she just can come out with this stuff. And,
And the only things that we really did, in terms of length, we do less choruses than they.
Yeah, Leslie thinks she should do a chorus after every verse.
Oh.
And in fact, when she does it live, she does a chorus after every verse. And on one hand, because of the sort of venue that Filking is done in, people sing along and they like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I do it live, I don't do a chorus after every verse. I can't. I'm not good for a half hour, you know, on a single song, doing a chorus after every single verse. So even when I do it live, I do it with like a chorus every five verses or so.
And there was one verse which involved the wizard talking about things that were much more, I mean, the story feels to me now very universal. Like you know all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one verse that had additional things that were specific to...
Well, and yeah, they were both specific to sort of the mythos that the story references, but also even given that, you know, Michael said, you know, it basically is just the verse where the wizard says, wow, no crap, you beat us up, we're leaving, bye. And Michael said, you don't really need it. If you basically go from her saying, get out of here, to her saying, now it's years later and I'm living here, you don't need to have heard the verse of the wizard saying, wow, Yeah, we better go.
Because it's not about the wizard, it's about her.
But what I think is funny is I sang it for like 25 years before, and I never thought of that. And Michael right away said, why don't we lose this verse with the wizard? And I said, oh, yeah, actually. And I think it does parse better that way.
Mm-hmm. And we recorded it. I mean, she recorded it.
No, we did. We did.
We recorded the whole thing, but then we thought, we don't need that. I mean, since I'm outside of the filk world, as you are,
yes.
This song sort of carries its own kind of
mythos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, I think it does.
And so I am glad that we were, you know, I mean, that I came around to it, but the idea that, because basically, I mean, not everybody, say 80% of the people that played on the album are on that track. Because there's even like Bassoon in there who only played on Troll King.
Well, yeah, and you needed it. To keep changing things up.
Yeah, so
you know,
and
even the horses that belong to the janitor, you know, are in on it.
There's never any two verses that have the same
stuff going on.
Have the same arrangement, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. And it is sort of the centerpiece of the album, I think.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.